debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Sponge After Show, where we can talk freely as adults.
Fuck yeah.
And Anna can explain how she's bleeding out of her sniz right now.
Laying eggs.
Oh, no.
She was,
it's like a homicide.
Me and Blitz were talking in the green room, and Anna goes up, I'm laying eggs like a duck.
You have an important conversation about business, and she comes rolling in, talking about fucking bleeding.
She tries to roll in like God, tries to roll in like she's just cool, like she can just chime right on into our conversation.
Right.
That's what she chimes in with? I'm bleeding?
Well, that's what I was feeling at the time. I was just sharing my thoughts.
Great conversation.
You know, your girlfriend, the redhead, thought I was, dialed it in. Is she available?
No, she just got engaged.
Yeah.
she was like, what is Bubba doing? He looks great.
Yeah. I'm getting it dialed in.
Yeah.
For blastings.
You are. You're great.
I'm not even really in the blasting game.
Just blasting yourself?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I was just like,
Dude, when are we going to hang out some nights? Let's go out.
And go to the amateur works and blast.
We'll go all over, yeah.
Yeah, you go down to UT.
Who wants to go on an 8-mile walk with you, Bubba?
Fuck that. That's Bubba repellent right there. 8-mile walk. You want me not to come see you? Tell me we're going on an 8-mile walk.
Do I need to call the fucking ambulance again?
Yeah.
I got that bill the other day. They sent it to my house.
Oh, they did?
It's like a $1,000 ambulance ride bill.
Hey, you know what? When Tyler went on the ambulance for his wreck at USAC, it was like $850. I literally paid him $12 a month.
So it's in her name because, you know, I called 911 and they came to my house.
Hold on. So, is a person that calls 911 responsible?
Well, so hold on. It's in her name, but my address. And they said, because they're not going to take your ID as they're fucking taking you away. So they're like, hey, if you have insurance information, which she does, like get it to us. So I took a picture of it and sent it to her. And I was like, hey, by the way, you got to pay this bill?
I took a picture of it and I sent it to her. Does that mean you two aren't blasted no more?
Why not?
You sent her a picture of his cock, too.
Yeah. Actually, over the bill.
Annabelle?
Over the bill.
So pay both of these, bitch.
I laid the bill out and then put my cock on top of it and took a picture and said, here.
And the paper was 8.5 by 11 and it made it across ways, coast to coast.
That's hilarious.
So these are both for you.
Do you send cock pics?
No.
He just takes them in the
shower.
He just
shows them to you.
You send cock pics.
I don't send them.
But you take them?
I do.
I don't take them anymore.
I haven't in a while, to be honest.
Seems like a lot of energy to me. Although I did, and Blitch, you were part of this conversation, so let's not mention who it was.
Okay.
But it wasn't me, and it wasn't you. But we were talking to somebody, maybe in Fort Walton Beach,
Okay.
That was giving us the ins and outs. If you remember this conversation, giving us the ins and outs of how to take cock pics, and supposedly there's cock pic filters. Like there's filters that you can put on your dick.
Yeah, because well, I was telling,
and I didn't know of any of this stuff. I mean, every time I've sent a cock pic, it's just the cock. It's just
the cock that you have.
Hold on, I didn't know about the filters either. I just knew about the angles, but not the filters.
Yeah, I don't even know about the angles. I don't even know what kind of by the way, I don't even know what kind of fucking phone I have because I just ordered a new case for
it. Yeah, how does it working for you? How's that new case working for you?
Oh, shit, Bubba. You don't even know what phone you have?
Look.
Isn't it a 12?
Not so good.
No, he's got like a 13, right?
No. I got a regular I got a regular 12 Pro, but not the Pro plus. Max, and I got the Plus.
He asked me the other day, what phone do I have? I need to get a case. I said, Bubba, you have the 12 Pro.
Oh, what are you going to do with that case, Bubba?
You want it?
Do you have a 12 Pro Max on me?
Oh, no, I don't have a Max now.
So neither does he.
Does anybody in our life have a 12? Hold on. Jesus, what does your girlfriend have?
The Pro Max.
A 12?
The 12?
Yes.
Well, sounds like she's got a new case on standby.
But she's got a Tyler Clem fucking hard case Willie, doesn't she?
Yes.
So she doesn't want this shitty silicone hard Jones, case does Willie, she?
Silicone one.
Yeah, she's got a Tyler Clem hard case Willie.
Yeah, she does.
She doesn't want this. Does anybody have a 12 Pro Plus?
I'll take it and sell it.
What do you mean
by
sell
By the way, Tyler, it was like $10 bucks. New.
Yeah. It's $10 new.
Well, it's all right, Daddy. I'll take that $10.
Daddy, I'll sell that thing for $6 right now.
You know what? Give it to, if you're going to just sit, like, do nothing with it, give it to Tyler. Let him get $4. Who cares?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, yeah.
So you've just been rolling around with a naked phone this whole time?
For a couple days.
For about a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
That's
scary.
It is scary because these things are fucking $1,200.
Yeah, they are.
Fucking phones. $1,200.
Yeah.
Come get it, Jesus.
What happened to the other case?
Well, go wake up, Tyler, and go in there and get that thing.
The other case, the button, the volume button.
Got fucked up.
Got broken. And then in order to get the volume, you got to fucking put a little pin in there or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, fuck that.
So right now I'm just raw, but it scares me.
Yeah.
Coming over, Jesus.
Great catch.
Did he catch it?
Would have hit him
no,
his head.
It was a horrible throw.
It's also dark, so.
I love you.
Yeah, sure.
Tyler. Excuses. So, who's all going to the
we all
Saturday
are.
The...
We all are.
Is it the 12th or the 13th?
13th.
We're all going, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, is Dan taking the Clade?
I think so. I'm just going to confirm with him. We talked about it.
So, he's driving us?
I am.
Okay.
Blitz is driving with his unbelievable radar.
So it's just going to be the four of us?
Yep.
No, I think. Is there? Is this a four? Yet?
Yeah.
Unless Butch brings a chick that you had to call 911 on. Or Lummy brings Ashley.
No, she has to watch Walker.
No, hold on.
The thing.
Hold on, Lummy.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have to watch Walker because you guys have unbelievable family support care system, her family. So you guys go to Bucks games and Lightning games. So if you wanted, you could take
No, we checked it. They actually have plans that weekend. Mm. They're
that's
going
what,
out of town.
That's what Ashley told him to say.
No, that's what it is. They're from Vero Beach.
Are you going to tell her you got that boss man's got low heeks? I haven't seen this fucking kid yet.
Oh, she knows.
She does?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She said, we'll
too fucking bad.
I don't want to see him now. You guys have kept him from me so long.
Oh, their plan worked. Look at that.
Shut up, Blitz.
How are you? How could you live with yourself? The guy that has made you a fucking
superstar.
Don't
listen to Blitz. Blitz is just being a dick.
The guy that's made, I mean, Lummy, let's just be honest. Where else would you scratch radio?
Nowhere.
No. Don't patronize me.
I'm
like,
not. I'm answering you. I'm out of Blitz right now.
I mean,
for what? What did I say?
Oh, I knew what I was going to say earlier today, and I forgot it.
Okay, what?
And I can't say it because Dan's not here tomorrow.
Damn it.
But I've been talking to some of the Bubba Army, you know, what's the council.
Okay, yeah.
I've been council. Talking to the council.
Okay.
And Lummy, a lot of the council. Now, you know the council is kind of like, that's the upper, that's like the insider shit. That's like, I'm not mentioning any names that talk to me about this particular topic, but like WAGs. And hold on, and Cable Dog and Scotlanders and Creatine and Big Red and fucking Bubba Light and Country Girl and Airtight and Sniz Business Shiverin' Niz Biz Kiss.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, Iggy.
They got Lummy Heat.
Iggy, Nash Brothers, like, you know, the fucking the upper homies.
Yeah, the upper homies.
And not all of them. I've not had the discussion with all of them. So Lummy, you can't pinpoint who said this, but yeah.
Who do who was left out?
But it's at least three of those said that Dan is more over than you right now.
Oh, of course he is. Dan's the man.
No, like for real. Like,
yeah, he's
for
been
real.
The champ
Lummy's
the longest.
Lummy's not going to contest that.
Yeah, like, Dr. Dan's the champ.
Like, for real.
Lummy's always said he's not over, so no, I'm not going to say that.
Lummy. Dan has been the champ a long time.
A long time.
But he's not
never. How over is Dan, Lummy?
Super over. See? He's the most over person on the show right now.
See?
Lummy, don't patronize me,
motherfucker. I'm not patronizing you. I'm glad that he's over.
I don't even know what that means, Bubba.
I'm glad that he's over.
What does patronization mean?
That means you like America.
Yes. I'm very patriotic, Bubba.
What? When I say quit patronizing me, what's that mean?
Pretty much just telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
So blow me on up.
But, Hunter, are you knitting? What the fuck are you
doing?
Huh? Oh, I was just putting my backpack so I could put on some chapstick.
Oh, yeah, chapstick.
What a weird bitch.
What? My lips are chapped. It's getting drier out.
God, you need a rough guy.
So dry.
It's not dry out.
You need a rough guy.
It is for me.
You need some guy to fucking to ragdoll you.
I kind of had one yesterday.
What do you mean?
During my jiu-jitsu class.
You get ragdolled?
Well, I ended up getting partnered with a guy, and he was a beginner, and he had a lot of energy. He's probably like,
did he have a boner?
No, he did not have a boner. No. Mm-mm.
He was
young, but he was just, you know, he let me feel his power. I'll just say that.
And you and let's just be honest.
It was kind of cool.
You kind of, I mean,
even though
he's
young as fuck.
Listen, you kind of liked being manhandled by a man a little bit, did you not? I mean, I know you're going to fucking sit here and beg off on the deal, but
no, I didn't say that. I wouldn't say no to that. Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of nice when you feel just the strength of a man and you're like, oh, shit.
Right. That's and like, you know that he could just absolutely fuck
just
the shit
fucking
out.
Fucking murder me. Yeah.
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 You know, you're at his mercy.
Yeah. He was like low-key showing how to choke him out on me. He's like, oh, you want to wrap your arm this way and then that way? And he's like choking me. I'm like, oh, okay, get it out.
You know, I think you need. I think you do need this jiu-jitsu to kind of toughen you up a little bit because you're so not tough.
I am when it comes to athletic stuff.
No, you are when it comes to working out.
We saw your boxing video.
But like you're not tough. Yeah. And by the way, I don't care if Carmen's got 100 fucking pounds on you. You got a hell of a punch. Like, I don't know that you were that good of a puncher when she pummeled you.
Well, because she was a lot heavier.
Because had you just fucking used that jab to keep her off you, she would have been eating jabs all night long.
And she was, but again, I was getting gassed, and she would just, like, push me over.
Are you in better shape now than you were then?
I would say I'm stronger now for sure. Oh, yes. Okay.
So anyway, I think that you do need this jiu-jitsu class to toughen you up a little bit. You're tough when it comes to like weights and maybe playing some sports, but you're not tough in life.
No, certainly not.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
And, you know, to the point where even putting fake fingernails ruins your day.
Well, that really hurt when they would bend back.
Right.
And he can't be doing that if you're
now,
grappling.
So this guy... You're obviously in the beginner jiu-jitsu mm-hmm. deal, Matarroyo's deal.
Yeah, it's so much fun, Bubba. You would actually really enjoy it.
I've done a few courses.
I know, but it's,
well,
it's
fun. And you are supposed to, Bubba.
Yeah, well, I tell you one thing. I don't. My life doesn't even resume back to normal. I wrote it down until Monday
next week, right?
No.
Well, after February.
Oh.
It's Monday the 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monday the 15th, I start getting back to a little bit normal.
Oh, I didn't realize this. I thought it was next
Monday
the
15th. Monday the 15th. And it starts getting a little bit normal. December's not bad at all. And January's is I got the BARP party.
Mm-hmm.
So all of December we'll be planning of that.
What about the hangover special?
That's the 8th.
Yeah, I know.
And then Lucas comes in on the 30, 31, and 1. So I'm fucked.
Wait, of January.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
We should do a group class. Like, the BRN takes a jiu-jitsu class together. Like,
that would be
private
actually
lesson.
Awesome. That would be
my,
awesome.
My professor, Professor Jeff, he's awesome.
Who's going to be paired with who? Who gets you?
Maybe we could bring.
No, bitch. We're doing it. We're doing it here. So Dan,
I don't think we can do it here.
No, we're
Bubba.
Not doing it here,
we
but we're
mats.
Doing it with the people here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm
there's
saying.
Nobody. We're not bringing no motherfuckers in.
Okay.
So here's what you got. You got me. You got Lummy. No, you got Dan. You got Jay. You got Blitz. You got Tyler, and you got you. That's the official lineup. Now, I would say that you probably need Jay or Dan.
I would assume they would want to be paired together because they're kind of the same size, but yeah,
no,
probably one of them.
One of those has to be with you.
Okay.
And then I'm probably going to be with...
Tyler?
Probably... I'm the heaviest. And Lovey, you're the second...
I mean, you don't have to be like pound for pound the same size, but...
I'm going to be...
Like,
actually,
me and Tyler, Lummy couldn't do anything.
Me
you know
and
what I mean?
Tyler probably would match up better because our height.
Right.
Yeah.
And Lummy and Blitz would probably match up.
Because of height.
Because of their height.
Right.
And then we just got, you know, whoever does it, you know.
Dr. Dan just by himself.
No.
No, Dan's going to go with Anna.
Who's Jay going with?
We don't know that Jay's going to participate.
Oh. We could bring Babyface in.
Yeah, me and Babyface. That's a better size match.
No, Dan and Babyface.
Yeah.
And then I'll be with Jay.
Yeah. They would kill each other.
That'd
be hilarious.
You need to be with Babyface.
Me?
No, that's
what
not.
If Babyface
tooth
is
on
a lot,
tooth.
What if
same size.
What if Babyface is a lot tougher
than Dan?
We need Babyface and Dan. That's the match.
But tough doesn't really matter if you don't know the technique.
Yeah,
you don't
technique,
know shit.
Technique is everything.
And I don't know shit. I'm a beginner, but it's fun.
Do they teach you rear naked?
I haven't learned that yet, but I will be soon.
What did you learn yesterday?
What do you call it? Like getting out of control four, which is just like a posturing position, and control two, control four, bridging, stuff like that.
Do you like it?
I fucking love it.
Does it make your pussy wet?
Doesn't make my pussy wet. It makes everything else wet because it's hot, but.
You think Reagan would like it?
Yeah. Her boyfriend, used to do it. We talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet
we're
he does
about
with
it last
her
night.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, I know. I know they have like great sex and stuff. He's sporting a mustache now. It was very distracting. It was hard for me to have a conversation with him last night.
Did he look like a cop?
He looks like a goofy cop.
Is
yeah.
it just a mustache?
It's just a stash.
It's not tying it into a goatee or
no,
nothing?
No, because he used to have like a full beard. And then I'm just like, are you a narc? Like, what's your deal, bro?
Like a cop. Yeah. What does Reagan think about it? Does she think
I didn't ask her, but I just noticed. I hadn't seen him.
You think she
him.
Sits on that fucking thing? You know, you think she sits on it and likes it?
Probably.
Yeah.
But it just threw me off yesterday. I'm like, oh, there's your chin, and what's with that stash?
You're right. You know what? That's what made Anna full whap when we had Howard on today. She just like was bam, 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 bam.
Well, yeah.
That was cool as hell. Bubba, I'm very impressed. Like, that is fucking awesome. I'm going to definitely be cutting that up and putting it on Instagram.
People don't give us near the credit.
They're gonna know now.
I really don't get near the fucking credit.
And Jackson has that video, by the way. I already sent it to him.
According to Blogspot.com, Bubba and Howard are kings of media.
I really think that I don't know that Sirius has planned life after Howard.
I don't think they know what they're doing, to be honest with you.
And they don't. And they're no longer the sexiest space. You know, Rogan's Spotify and other distribution methods are probably as sexy. But I would think that, and I'm not saying this disrespectfully, but I'm thinking that, you know, I wonder what Sirius's plans are post-Howard. I mean, like, you have established a men-skewing morning show as your franchise, you know, as your franchised morning, you know, as your big morning show.
Yeah.
Do you just abandon that and go with music, or do you continue to try...
Those commercials are showing a lot of celebrities. Trickney Ashley, 1,000 bits.
I actually did get some insight to somebody that works there, and their mentality is now celebrities. They don't like.
I mean, it kind of always has been.
Well, they have
even more
Kevin,
so now.
That Kevin Hart. They all live in a home together, kind of thing.
So, here's how ridiculous they are. If you turn on Sirius now, Sirius Hits 1 is on channel 2.
Yeah, because, one's for free for the rental cars.
Right. They could have made Channel 0 the free one or something else, but, like, literally, because they want to make Channel 1 the free channel, they've now, Sirius Hits 1, that's supposed to be on Channel 1, is now on Channel 2. That's so stupid.
I don't know that they know what they're doing. Oh, hold on, Tom.
9/11 news. I ran out of news. My phone.
Honest Piz started getting whiz again.
A little bit.
What's this, Lemmy?
That's their commercials they've been running with all the celebrities.
Hey, Kevin, do you want some lasagna?
Basically like a barrel.
I made lasagna.
Who's that guy?
That's David Grohl from Foo Fighters.
That's what? Him?
I made lasagna.
Who's Tanya?
What?
What?
Kevin, do you want some lasagna?
You step.
Who's that girl?
I have no idea.
You stepped in what?
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 I made lasagna.
I thought that was George Bush.
No, it was Brett Favre.
Sorry.
What?
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 Brett fucking Favre.
What? I made lasagna.
Tomorrow is mañana.
What?
Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah, I've been told that they're trying to go all celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, that's what...
Remember back in the day, even, like, they would hire people who have never done a
Oprah.
Day in... Yeah, like... Because they thought name value was more...
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx, yep. Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
I mean, at least Tony Hawk did a show.
Eminem.
Mike Hawk.
I think Eminem still has his own channel. Shady 45.
Shady 45.
I think they pay him, like, $10 million a year to, like, not go on the
yeah,
station.
Yeah, to not do anything.
Whatever. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm building. And today's front page on Twitch was quite refreshing, was it not?
It was great.
And of all guests to have while we're on the front page is, you know, the greatest of all time, Howard.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I just don't know. I still think you're in radio. I still think you're doing radio, and you need a certain amount of people that know how to do radio, and that the truckers and the commuters and the men that were all Howard Stern fans need something besides Jamie Foxx,
Kevin Hart,
Brett Favre,
Steve Harvey.
I think they need
at least
something.
Steve Harvey does radio.
Yeah,
true. So, but if you've established a Howard Stern-like morning show, do you just cut that off at the knees when Howard's gone and be like, okay, that was a phase, or that was the early portion of our development? Now we're taking it to celebrity-based, and if that is, I get it. I probably am not in that conversation. But if they want a radio guy that is similar to the legend that you just that just retired, there's really only one fucking guy that you I mean there's only one guy. So whatever. And Howard hates everybody except me and Kid Chris.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't be on the phone fast enough with me and Kid Chris to be like, which one of you bozos wants to do mornings and which one of you want to do afternoons?
I don't get it.
And Kid Chris and I'd be like, hey, hell fucking, I know Kid Chris quite well. I bet you Kid would probably take afternoons and we'll do mornings. And you know what? Afternoons wouldn't hurt my feelings either.
Right.
Not one bit. But I think we're, I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to be around. I'll be 60 years old by the time Howard retires.
Well, unless they go back to the 101. The way they did it back then.
No, they're not going to. Listen, we don't have a chance to be on Sirius while Howard's still there.
Probably not.
And
not while he's like doing full time stuff.
Right. And I don't blame them for that. Howard wants to ride out his last four years as with no competition. No, like, you know, I get it. I truly get it. It's a business deal, and I get it. But what happens to life after Howard? Do you just say, fuck it? You know, I've been told that he has a cum of about 5 to 7 million people a morning. So do you just, I mean, that's a pretty, I think they have 35 to 40 million total subscribers. And if you have, you know, 5 to 7 that are attributed to Howard, how do you just not super serve those people into something similar that they've been conditioned to listen to since 06? I don't know. I think for pennies on the dollar, you put somebody in there that resembles him in some way, shape, or form so that you don't have 5 or 7 million cancellations.
And I would imagine you would want some overlap between you and Howard. You don't just want someone there when he's gone. You want someone to kind of warm up and how Howard, you know, blesses and praises and kind of transfer over the power that way.
I think maybe if Howard was good with it, you could get like the last maybe 2 or 3 months of Howard.
You definitely want some overlap.
But it may not. Yes, you want that.
Yeah.
But Howard may not want that.
Sure, I understand. I'm just saying business-wise, it would make sense.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba, James. I was watching America's Funniest Videos last night.
Yeah? You still watch that?
America's Funniest Videos? Show?
Yeah, it's with Carl.
A little 8-year-old Anna on there. You guys have to check out the video. Yeah. She won last night.
Little 8-year-old Anna.
This isn't going to be good.
One. America's Funniest Videos.
Is she special needs?
Last
is this a
night.
Joke?
Pretty much. I'm telling you, it's her at 8 is talking about how she doesn't want to touch boys, how she only loves her mom and dad. It's Anna.
All right, we'll try to look for it, okay, buddy? Lummy's on the Bing deal, which means we probably won't find it. But I do think that this is Howard's way of throwing me a little bone.
I agree.
I really do. Howard doesn't like very many radio guys, and I think this is his way of like, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get you on because they hate you, which I get. But let me throw you some bones, keep you relevant with my crowd, you know, poke some fun at you, create a little content, and, who knows what the mentality of Sirius will be when Howard has 6 months left. Right now, they hear me screaming, hey, what are you going to do for Howard? They don't give a fuck. They still got 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere, neither are they.
The but fact when, that he has you built in as a character on his show is a good sign.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trust me.
And that's Hello. A new thing. He just started doing that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. It's Bubba's Ass Pal. I have a quick comment on your shipping department and the merch crick.
All right.
I received my order, and I praise her for the handwritten note about the Let's Go Brandon shirt being shipped at a different time.
And she's ate up by this shit. She's so good. She's like, you know what? I got some people that ordered multiple stuff, so I'm going to get the multiple stuff out, and then I'm going to write them a hand note saying that your Brandon's shirt, as soon as we get them, which probably should be tomorrow, I'll get it out. So she said she was going to do that, and she's the best. She really is.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was amazed when I opened it up, and it was on a message from the Bubba Love Sponge, handwritten inside of it, thanking being Bubba Army.
She better Merch Crick. She better signed it Merch Crick, too.
Oh, and she did. She did. She did. She said, thanks again to Merch Crick.
By the way, Blitz, we got this guy, One-Eyed Billy's good friend, does like laminates and wraps and things like that, and he made me 1,000 Bubba Army stickers, and I'm talking about like ones that are laminated, like nice ones, and so I'm putting one of those in for every order as well.
Cool.
So a lot of people's like, hey, I'd like to have a Bubba Army sticker put on my window or something like that. So hopefully, did you get a sticker?
No, I did not, but I'm fine with that.
You're going to get one. We just got them this weekend. So when your Brandon shirt ships, you'll get a sticker.
I got a question.
I was going to say, if not, I'd get it at the BART party when we see you in January.
Bubba's Ass Towel. I love you, buddy.
All right, love you all too.
Quarter his. What?
Can I have one?
What?
A Bubba Army sticker.
We even have camouflage ones.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You got a bone on that deal, don't you?
I do. I got 3 of them.
I'll get them. I think they're in my truck.
Okay.
If not, I'll bring them in tomorrow.
I need to use the truck one day soon, too.
Whenever the fuck you want it, buddy.
Thank you.
What's mine? You know what's mine. Just make sure I don't have to need it, and I don't.
Okay.
Take it.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. You want the keys?
Well, probably if I want the truck, yeah. Want a crick?
What do you want?
Crick? Want a car?
I'm good there.
You want a crick? You want a car? You want a sticker? What do you want, buddy?
Sticker and truck. I'm good
want
on the crick.
Jesus?
I got to get... Jesus, you got to get that truck unloaded, buddy. You got to unload that truck, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm okay. Daddy.
Okay, Daddy. I'll get that truck unloaded, Daddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Sorry, I got a second to piss you off, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap first, and then I'll do it.
Take a nap, Daddy.
Daddy.
And then I'm going to maybe power wash that car, Daddy. Sorry, I got a second piss you off, Danny.
Piss you off?
Yeah, I wanted 3 first, bitch. Bad.
Oh,
I did my
no.
best, but Daddy, I did my
I
best.
I wanted at least 1 first out of 3.
Yeah.
I was tired, Daddy, from the gauntlet. I'm sorry, Daddy.
Hey, Tyler,
it's all your fault.
Are you fully recovered from the gauntlet?
Fully recovered.
All right. I mean, how about you? Be honest. Are you still a little tender?
I'm a little tender, but I'm recovered enough to move.
Recovered enough to do it again?
No, to move.
Would you want to do it again?
I mean, you know, I know there's a long line in front of me, so
right.
I'll get in the back of it.
It's fucking tough.
The way back of it. 2 years from now.
It's 2 years from now.
Well, that's how long the line is. Everyone wants to do it.
No, I don't know anybody that wants to
do it. Dr. Dan does. Blitz wants to do it.
No, I don't think Blitz really wants to do it. I don't think Dan really wants to do it. I think they would do it to appease me.
Correct.
Oh.
Here's this fucking asshole that we were talking about earlier today that killed the TikTok sensation, the San Diego guy that killed us.
Would fucking destroy that guy in court. If that was, like, if he did something to my family, man.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'd kung through that fucking. I guarantee you this
goddamn
ain't.
Goddamn wrecking ball.
I guarantee you this
like
ain't.
The Kool-Aid man that you are.
This ain't fucking bulletproof. I would Kool-Aid through there.
I sure would.
Man. Say, Blitz, I'm going to Kool-Aid through there. Then you come in behind me, okay?
I would fuck that guy up.
I would fuck his mouth right there.
I would too.
What?
Yeah. I put my dick right through those little fucking speaker holes right
that'll
in his face.
Show him.
Yeah.
If he killed your sister.
Open your mouth and suck my dick.
If he killed your sister,
he's gonna suck my cock.
That or Blitz, I'd fucking have a big fucking tough guy in prison shank him.
What about the guy that got shot 6 times in the back of the head?
Yeah, who cares?
Oh, poor
but,
guy.
Does she have a nice ass? No.
Look, like in all reality, like I'm a nice guy. Like, I don't want to fucking hurt anybody, but you do something like that, man, I will fucking destroy you.
I think I can play it here, can I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, even like where I start it usually.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Joe Biden. Hey.
I gotta tell you, man. Ho. During the Michigan State Michigan game, every major college game I watched this weekend.
That baseball game the other day, they were starting to chant "Let's go, Brandon!" and Trump's in the fucking stands, just laughing.
Yeah.
He is laughing.
He should be up here fucking leading them. He should have a flag that says "Let's go, Brandon."
Yeah.
Because when you say "Let's go, Brandon," you're really not saying nothing,
right?
You're supporting that. Kid at Talladega.
Mm-hmm.
We're supporting Brandon the Quad.
He's going to get sucked off by Caitlin Hatley.
That's right. Brandon the Quad's going to get sucked off right to zero from Caitlin Hatley.
On video.
I think we're almost. We might hit 1,000
today.
Bro,
he rolled up in the ass. As I pull off in the ass,
don't nobody. Were we at 5? Well, we were at 5. Did we hit 5 grand today? Or
4,900?
Yeah, we were close. It was like 4,920.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, no shit. Like his ass, huh? Tried to cover up and tell the people go, Brandon.
Hey. What? What they saying though? You can hear the chant in every post. Don't nobody want this commie because we not in China.
Everybody hated Trump and now they out to catch a body. That's what they. So this is Trump, I think, at the Atlanta game, is
yeah,
it not?
Yeah, game 4.
Oh, yeah, that's him laughing.
Game 4 right here.
Let's go, Brandon, with Trump laughing.
He's like, he's gaining a little weight.
Yeah, he's getting old, man.
His wife still looks good. Though.
Wife looks good.
Yeah, she just turned 40 the other day.
No, she's almost 50, right?
She's so beautiful, man. And she's so classy. Send me Melania Trump immediately.
So classy, her titties out.
Titties out. Look at her. That's a good girl right there.
51.
Oh, 51. Okay.
Send me a photo spread immediately. Look at her supporting her man.
Yep. Great wife.
God, she's beautiful. Is she not? I mean, Anna,
Oh, the hottest first lady that ever was.
But they were not cool to her at all.
No, they were.
You don't
like
see anybody
shit.
Fucking with Jill Biden now, do you? But
yeah.
That's all they did.
Ivanka Trump turned 40.
That's all they did is fuck with Melania.
A lot, yeah.
whatever the fuck her name was. Look at that. That's Mrs. Klim all day. Mm-hmm. How old is she? 50?
51. All right, I got some pictures, but you can't put them on Twitch.
Her naked ones?
Yeah.
She's not nude. Blitz, do not put these on Twitch, okay?
Hold on.
Okay.
It's her nude ones before she married Trump.
Yeah, this is, I mean, when she was a model.
I think it was
also those titties.
It's in Trump's, I think it's in Trump's plane, actually.
So, yeah, some of them are.
Oh, really? Anna, Blitz, don't show nothing, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, where are they at, right here?
Yeah, the ones in, you can see them.
You know what they say, though.
I mean, you don't see them?
Well, this is.
You got to tell them where to click. Otherwise, they click an ad, bitch. Tell them where to click.
Go down, scroll down.
Nude pictures?
No, scroll down. You could see there.
Where, right here?
No, yeah. And the one next to it.
My
Jeez,
God.
Jeez, Anna.
What? It works
Anna,
for me.
Fucking C word.
Yeah. Jeez.
It.
Yeah.
You know what they say,
look,
ho.
Blitz, look at that.
I
Did
like
she
that.
Really wear that out?
No, that's Photoshop.
Is that Photoshop?
It's Photoshop.
Yeah. Although, I mean,
she's been nude before, so it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Where am I seeing... Anna, where do you got
okay,
me?
Okay, I'm gonna.
You don't fucking know.
Oh man,
no.
you know what they're saying, ho?
You know what you're not
here.
Saying, ho?
Here. Because
I don't. Because you don't know what the fuck you say.
What link are you sending, ho?
Let's see.
What link are you
shut
sending,
the fuck
ho?
Up, Blitz.
You
Steve
shut
Network.
The fuck up! Don't tell my friend to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
leave him alone.
This is the same
ho.
Shit. This is the same
okay.
shit you sent me a few
scroll
minutes.
Scroll down, scroll, and then the one on the left.
Right here.
Yes, click that.
God, I hope it's an ad. Oh damn, it worked.
It's
That's
blurred out.
That's not her.
I think that's her.
That's not her.
Who the fuck
that's
is that?
That's not her.
Are you sure? I think it's
Look
her.
At that.
She was young. She was like 20 or 20.
What link are you sending, ho?
Yeah.
She don't fucking know.
Fine.
What link are you sending, ho? She doesn't fucking know. That bitch is straight, like Denzel Lewis would say. Oh, my God.
Straight fire?
Straight fucking fire. Oh. I wouldn't need Cialis for her. Hello.
Maybe a daily.
No, I,
hey,
need
what's up, man?
I need a daily. You need a daily Cialis to keep that prostate down, kid.
Right.
It's Hootie.
Speaking of prostate, what's up, Hootie?
Hey, Hootie, where's those fucking shoes at, kid?
Yeah.
I told Lummy the other day. He called me Friday. That's what
he's really on pills. He's on a lot of pills. The pill count's high today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
What you on, buddy?
He said I could bring him to 199.
Well, you better, if you don't have him, that's your admission into 199.
And helping Saturday.
Yeah, and I need a full, all hands on deck that Saturday thereafter, Hootie. No excuses, no drunk, no pills.
Well, there was another rule for him, though, remember?
His wife.
Yeah,
I told
him
to.
Yeah,
she has to be present.
She's so beautiful.
There you go.
Your wife is so hot.
I got to get my wife to come help me install a car lift or whatever you were doing. What are you guys doing? Working on it.
Don't worry about the
I haven't been part of the Get Fresh crew in so long.
Oh, you got to bring her to 199.
You got to bring her to 199, then take her home, and then come back.
Double click.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Why does fucking Anna have pictures of naked Melania on her fucking
phone?
Google,
like, you
ready
dumb
at
fuck.
Any given
well,
minute.
Actually, don't attack Hootie because you really haven't sent him any of the real nude photos yet. So
I don't want to see him. I'm over it. I'm already to
I
fuck
thought
with
this
Hootie.
One was even sexier than a nude.
All right, send it to me.
No, I did.
You
that
did.
One with their titties out.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
So, Hootie, listen, I need you for that Saturday part of this huge-ass project, not with your wife. I need your wife here to handle you that Friday there at before. I don't need her to do some car lifting bullshit. I need her to keep you from making an ass out of yourself on Friday night.
All right. I'll probably do that.
All right.
With the shoes in hand.
Shoes in hand. You don't have those shoes.
No, I got them. No, they're good.
How do you think they're going to be fucked up?
either gonna
wrong
be...
color, wrong size, wrong style. Which is
we
it?
Don't know what to do.
I don't even know that he'll have
it, too. They were on the coast of fucking L.A. for, like, 8 days before I could get them, so.
That fucking bitch that had to call 911 on sent me a fucking pair that came, like, 3 days later.
Well, she got the backlog ones.
Hootie, what have you been up to? How's business?
Well, it's starting to pick back up. Yeah, starting to click along and kind of.
How's the pills?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I take some of those, too, just saying.
Yeah, so not as good as yours, apparently. Fucking. Ghosting us yesterday made us have to fucking listen to Anna for four fucking hours. So.
I feel really bad about that, but I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't. I was in no condition to do a show. I mean, listen, I get a little bit older. I get stuck in my ways. Mm-hmm. I'm very much an artiste. Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have lied and said I was sick, or I could have said I fucking, you know, over gimmicked myself. I mean, what?
Well, you started out lying.
How'd I lie?
You just said I could lie and say I was sick. So you started out lying.
No, I said I. Shut up, Blitz, in my fucking head. Jesus God, I can't take it much longer. I need to go take a shit.
You need to poop, right?
No, you're never alone.
You're never alone. You're never alone.
800-273-8255, you're never alone. I took a big shit this morning.
I believe
me
it.
Too.
Nice one.
I took a fucking coast to coast and around the bowl.
You did?
Oh, it was so nice. Fucking cabled out.
I will tell Tyler, who was the last person to shit in your bathroom? Because I had to get your plunger today. Somebody clogged it up, and it wasn't me.
It was me, Daddy.
Construction Jesus?
No. Tyler?
Did Ace lay a fucking cable?
Did somebody lay cable in your bathroom?
No.
Because it was fucking plugged up this morning. I had to go get your plunger and undo it.
Maybe it was your sister.
Did you ask the other person?
Oh.
No.
Tyler came over and just laid it down.
It was probably Tara.
It's probably Ace. Laid the cave. Enough of you, Jesus.
Don't be talking about Ace that way, Daddy.
Don't be talking about my girlfriend that way, Daddy, laying cable. I mean, even though every girl's got to steal poop, she laid some cable down, Daddy. Forgot to plunge it.
I'll come in there.
I'll come here, whoop your ass. You start talking about my girlfriend.
Little purple jersey with $100. Kiss her.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ace is so cool. She's her and Tyler both. Tyler needs more airtime, too. You guys need to work on more airtime.
Fuck Tyler's airtime. He's never awake. Motherfucker's sleeping half the time. I mean, when you literally make the expression you could do this job in your sleep, he's fucking doing it. I will tell you this.
I'll be there with shoes in hand and wife, and you know.
God, I love your wife. She's so
construction
hot.
Crew. And,
does your
you
wife know?
I'll,
does your wife
be, get back with the boys? What?
Does your wife know that I think she's hot as fuck?
Yeah, I think you mentioned it to her once or twice.
No, but did she like? I actually publicly say it on the air. Like, does she hear? Does she ever listen to the show?
I think she prefers not to hear some of the rhetoric.
I know, but do you tell her, like, I'm like, man, Bubba was talking about how hot you were again today. Fuck.
Well, no, I mean, there was a 199. I think you said you wanted to blast her, and she called that part. And so it's a compliment. That's always a compliment.
Yeah, whatever. Hootie is such a flim-flam and talking out of both sides of his mouth bullshit.
His kids report back to her and tell her what they hear. Yeah.
So what happens when he brings a green size 12 shoe on Friday?
I don't know. I know that's your deal.
You
I can't
still
fucking
need
deal
his help
it.
On Saturday. So
he can come Saturday, just not Friday.
Yeah, Friday. He walks in with a good shoe, and that doesn't matter.
Shoes. Not shoe.
Oh, sorry.
No, don't say shoe. It's a pair. He can't just bring one motherfucking shoe.
Well, they only sent fucking one at this point. I mean, the other one should be here soon. So,
I gotta go.
Guys.
See you later. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I'll bring his Rattler for you.
Well, I mean, then we're talking. Fuck
we're
a shoe.
I'm about something earlier. I forget.
Fuck the shoe.
Think it's time for us to get out of here or what?
Do you gotta go poop?
I don't know. We're almost at 1,000. You think we get 1,000? Do we usually hit 1,000 on the after?
No, we're
not
usually
not.
800.
Yeah, about 800 or 900.
I think we're pacing about 100 ahead.
Yeah, we are.
So, I mean, how do people that are on the 917? How do they click up and get me a G ball? I'm just saying, like, how do you do that? Do you raid me? Do you fucking finger me? Do you?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
They gotta finger raid you. They gotta go take the link.
Yes,
and tell the friend.
The basketball court is level. That was two projects ago.
The court's not level.
No, no, he's talking about the court. Well,
no,
we got to get We Pave, We Seal out
the
there.
The court's not level.
The court will be level. We Pave, We Seal. Yes. Go Shuck is going to get it before the BARP party.
Yep. Nice.
And then we'll be able to stripe it.
I'll get with Kevin tonight, too. We'll start talking about, like, tent sizes.
We do.
And
a stage.
All right.
I'm sad you're not coming with us on the 13th.
Who?
I'm sad you're not driving with us on the 13th.
Why?
Because you're fun. Mm. You were really fun last time.
Can we play chicken in the back?
Oh,
Did you ever play chicken as a kid?
What kind of chicken?
Maybe your
probably
guys,
not.
Your chicken wasn't the same as our chicken.
No,
I was gonna say I don't know
what you're talking about.
When we were like in seventh and eighth grade, us old timers, you would be on the bus with the girl. Like when you would go, on Friday nights, they would have a fan bus. And your mom and dad, like, they would, because you're in 7th and 8th grade and you can't drive.
Okay.
But if you wanted to go to the Warsaw football game that was out of town.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
You would go to the
bus. If you met at the school.
You met at the school.
Okay.
And they would have a bus or two.
Yeah.
That would take the 7th and 8th. I mean, I don't even think that they could even do this shit anymore. But, like, you know, if you were a student, you know, you couldn't be some guy that lived in town that wanted to go. But if you were a student.
Like, show your school ID.
Well, they know if you're, like, in my hometown, they knew if you're a fucking student or not.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. I don't think they do that for, like, 7th and 8th and all. I don't think they do that here.
So they did that in Warsaw. So, in, like, in 7th and 8th grade, and that's when you're starting to kind of, you know, fuck around, you know, like.
You're at least interested in the opposite sex.
Yeah, that's when you're trying to. I mean, here's the deal. In 7th and 8th grade, you're trying to do the following. Squeeze tits. Grab ass, kiss, and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not, maybe in 7th and 8th grade now they're fucking and all that kind of shit. But back when I was in 7th and 8th grade, it was squeeze some titties, make out heavily.
Yep.
Maybe have them touch your wiener, but through the pants.
Yeah.
Maybe you touch their vag, but through the pants.
Mm-hmm. Which, at that point, like, why?
Yeah, but still. Yeah. Like, that was a big deal.
It
and
was,
then,
yeah.
And then you could be, like, making out in the back, and you'd be in the back of the bus, and they would have, like, one teacher, but it would sit in the front of the bus, and at night, you know, fucking people were just in the back doing shit.
Yeah, as long as you weren't making a lot of noise, they didn't care.
Yeah. But it wasn't where, you know, if you had a girlfriend or a girl liked you, you could sit by her.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get Cheeto's finger until about 9th.
Right.
9th, 10th is when you started getting the Cheetos finger. But before that, it was just over the material.
I remember there was one kid in middle school, like, that he got Cheetos fingers, and it was like after like a school dance. And it was like the big news of the school for like a month.
Did you hear about Jimmy got Cheetos fingers on Rondo? No fucking way. Yeah. I smelled it too. You know, because when you get Cheetos fingers and you go to your buddy and go, hey, look, and you put it underneath his nose and you smelled it and be like, that was fucking Rhonda right over there.
Mm.
Like, you know, you didn't give a fuck. You just got Cheetos fingers. You savored the moment. You didn't go wash your hands, please.
No, you tried to not wash them for a long time.
You
Ew.
Tried to show all your boys.
Yeah.
And your boys would act like you just opened up a tuna can.
Ew! Sun-kissed.
So anyway,
Sun-kissed.
Chicken would be, you had this girl. You had this girl. You're on the fan. And by the way, chicken could only happen on the fan bus because you couldn't do it on the regular school bus because there was, during the day, and it was just, you know, you're going home.
Yeah, it doesn't mean your girlfriend didn't always ride the bus.
Yeah. And you may not be
like, you did.
But like when you're on the fan bus, sometimes it'd be an hour drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so you'd be on the, and it was always dark. You know, like you'd leave like at 6 o'clock for a football game or 5 o'clock. And by the time, so you'd spend the entire game. You were supposed to be watching the fucking football game, but you'd spend the entire game flirting with this bitch.
Of course. That's all that mattered.
Pouring popcorn on her and just doing stupid shit, running up and down the bleachers, just doing stupid shit.
Yep.
Not fucking watching one down of the varsity football team.
Fuck no.
And then you'd get back on the bus, and hopefully you'd be kind of like, you figured out who you were going to, like, sit with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, the whole getting there and the whole game was
all warm everybody up.
Was all about who the fuck, you know, is going to be your victim or try.
Right.
Like, and so
you would sit there and you'd be like, you'd put your hand on her leg and you'd start at her knee.
Oh, okay.
And you'd go, chicken. And she'd go, no. And then you'd move it down like a, you know, 6 inches and a little bit, like halfway down her leg. And mm-hmm. you'd go, chicken. She'd go, no. Then maybe you'd give her one more shot as you went to the crease of the leg deal, chicken.
Okay.
And most girls would say, yes, chicken. And you'd stop. But occasionally you could be, oh, no. And then you'd just go right for the.
Yeah, grab she's laying
the bus.
Egg.
Oh, well, you didn't.
And really what are the other kids on the bus doing? Are they like, go, go,
no.
Todd, go?
No, they're playing their games of chicken.
Oh, so yeah. All right.
And so, like, the guy in front of you might be actually full blown making out.
Which
and then there'd
the
be
goal,
a guy in front of him who was just a fucking loser, and he was just by himself.
Yeah, that'd be me.
And then there's a guy beside you, and, you know, he'd be making out. And then there'd be a guy in front of him with a girl, and he'd be trying to get some tit, grab some tit. And then there'd be, like, a real naughty girl, and she'd actually be rubbing your boner.
So I know that you don't like holding hands with girls, Bubba, but, like, when you're driving and you're with a chick, do you like to put your hand like on her leg?
No.
You don't?
No.
His arms aren't long enough.
God.
Hold on.
What did you say? Said your arms aren't long enough.
What the fuck?
Arms aren't long enough, Bubba. That's what he said.
I mean, is she wrong?
Let me fucking look at her mad. Give her like I'm gonna.
That's a bad look.
Let me
banana shamama.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you want to go to jail forever?
Lummy, you're a pussy. You can't scare nobody, Lummy.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna laugh.
You scare yourself. Fucking little bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
No, you,
Lummy. He's talking about you.
Yeah, I'm a little bitch.
So,
bitch.
No, I don't. I'm not a big hand holder.
Oh, I knew that, but
I'm not a big any of that.
You just like to grip your boys, like ear grip your boys.
Yeah, you put your hand on Dan's knee, but not a girl's.
Yeah, I have a video of that actually at court. You guys are so fucking cute.
I wasn't even going there.
Sorry.
I'm just not a big public.
You are with your boys. You are with your boys.
Maybe I'm bi.
You fuck women.
What?
Well,
maybe I'm bi. I don't know.
I feel like you fuck women, but you fall in love with men.
What?
We've been over this before.
I don't disagree.
You love
with that.
Dan, what? But you're attracted to women.
But hold on, I love Blitz too, and I love Richard.
That's what
I love Tom, and I love Larry.
Yeah,
and I love Sumo. And I love.
There's a guy on camera. I'm hoping you pick them.
I don't think I have you on that level, Lummy.
Oh, no.
Now you just broke his
you
heart.
You did just break his heart.
No, for real. Like, you're not, I don't love you the same way I love, you know, Richard.
Oh.
I've tried to get close to you, but you got married up and got a kid. I mean, yeah. Like, fuck.
Right.
Look what you're showing me, kid.
Mm. You're trying to create distance.
He shows you nothing but love at all times, though.
We've never hung out very
the
much.
The most Stockholm fucker I've ever seen is Lummy. Next to Dan.
I've never taken any penis. I don't like penis. I don't want to touch penis. I don't want penis in me or on me or anything. I don't want my penis in or on any man. Now, if that's your thing, that's great. That's in the world we live in. No
right.
problem.
And nobody edit that audio and take out the don't on every one of those.
No, if you
Why
do, you're fired, but they're going right there fucking around with me.
I'm telling people not to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling people when it happens, I'm fucking firing you for it, Blitz.
Yeah, because you gave them the idea.
Okay, I just scribbled that off.
I was just reading the chat. Oh.
So, like, I'm just saying, like, Lummy, I don't love you the way I love them.
How does that make you feel, Lummy?
I love you in a different way. Lummy, you are not very close to me.
I still get a love, though.
No, but you're not very close to me.
He loves you like a master loves his slave.
I'll take it.
He's a true, it's true Stockholm at its finest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Job well done, Bubba.
I mean,
job well done.
People, like, there's people that are Stockholming a person, they don't love that guy. The Stockholm person loves
yes.
the Stockholm-er, but the Stockholm-e is, I
doesn't
don't know if I
doesn't love the Stockholmed.
Right. Whatever.
You got it. Oh.
But I guess I am more grabby with my boyfriends than I am my girlfriends.
Yeah, you are.
But I like to fuck girls.
Sure.
So what?
Why wouldn't you?
Man, wouldn't that just absolutely blow a therapist's mind? Be like, you know what? I show more like touchy affection to my guy friends. Than I do the women that I'm fucking.
Do you think there'd ever be a time where you'd be able to go to a therapist and actually tell them the truth?
No.
Put them
no.
in therapy.
Let's go ahead and end the program with that one. See you tomorrow.
Crypto Boy Teller. I got this new dance for y'all called the Crypto Boy. You gotta invest and then 10 times it from left to right. Crypto Boy up in the show, he make money grow to more.
Why'd you call him Crypto Boy?
That stupid man Lummy.
Now Lummy,
you call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Boy. Stupid man on the show now.
Come on Lummy,
show respect. This is Kevin Hazlett. Can't just call him Crypto Boy and then chug the vodka Gatorade.
Why Lummy?
You call him Crypto Boy.
You
call him Crypto Boy.
You
call him Crypto Boy. Kevin's law.
Show respect.
Crypto Boy up in the show, his sons take over. The world.
10 houses, 4 they 30.
Kevin never gets his hands dirty.
Chick-fil-A and a gorgeous wife play on the islands, live the life. Kevin is the man, get rich bit mining with the ants. Buying crypto, Lummy's dumb. Buy some crypto for his son. Why'd you call him Crypto Boy? That stupid man, Lummy.
Now, Lummy,
you call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Lummy.
You
call him Crypto Boy. Stupid man on the show now.
Let's quit spending so much time at amateur works getting 15 girls' phone numbers and plowing five of them. I need help buying more Ethereum. It's now worth 0.01783837th of a cent.
Too busy doing naked, naked, bony, bony time.